It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The Guy Benson Show Sunday Replay. The week's most interesting interviews with senators, commentators, and newsmakers. Giving you a replay just in case you missed it. The Guy Benson Show.
It is the happy hour here on the Guy Benson Show, our final hour of this Thursday edition of the program between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern. The show is 3 to 6 Eastern, so that last hour, the happy hour, sponsored by the Finnish Long Drink, which is delicious and refreshing. TheLongDrink.com is their website. They have expanded rapidly across the country. You can see where they are sold near you at TheLongDrink.com. You can also order online. Always drink responsibly, 21 plus only, please. Our website here at the show, GuyBensonShow.com. Podcast is free every day, plus lots of other content right there at the website, GuyBensonShow.com, at GuyBensonShow, Twitter and Instagram. I'll be on with Kennedy tonight just after 7 p.m. Eastern. That's on Fox Business Network. Looking forward to catching up with Kennedy. In fact, I don't know if my topic is going to be this, but I saw a report, I think from Sports Illustrated today, that UCLA, her alma mater, and USC, their big rival, are in negotiations to join the Big Ten Conference in college football, which is Northwestern's conference, my conference. Those are left coast teams. That's the Pac-12. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about all this. Maybe Kennedy and I will talk about that tonight on her show, although my guess is we're probably going to be talking about politics. We'll see. Tune in, Fox Business Network for Kennedy this evening. Well, it is the final happy hour for me before vacation. We're going to have a great guest host tomorrow, great special programming on the 4th Monday, and then guest host for the rest of that week. So this is kind of like my Friday heading into vacation. And how better to spend a good chunk of this happy hour than with our friend Janice Dean, senior meteorologist at Fox News, New York Times best-selling author, including most recently Make Your Own Sunshine. And Janice, as always, a pleasure to have you here.
I am honored that I am your last official guest before you go on vacation.
That is correct, ma'am. I wouldn't have it any other way. We will be having a conversation with our team in the home stretch a little bit later on, so I think technically the last guest might be Christine. But in terms of a truly booked guest who doesn't work on the show, it's you. So, number one, this is a great honor. Number two, I hope you live up to the moment, honestly, because this is a very important segment or two for the show as we get ready for the holiday weekend. Speaking of the holiday weekend, I've seen reports that because of droughts in various parts of the country, authorities have been asking people not to shoot off fireworks. And look, I get it. I understand some of the risk. I also know that generally when government officials tell Americans don't shoot fireworks on the 4th of July, the compliance rate seems to be very low. Americans don't really care for that type of guidance around Independence Day. As a weather person, what's your take on this?
You know, I have to sort of err on the side of caution because I'm the one that warns people of incoming weather like tornadoes and hurricanes. And I know that there is really dry conditions across the central U.S. So, you know, you don't want to start any kind of wildfire in areas where we have extreme to exceptional drought. So I would listen to your authorities and your local folks and not shoot off fireworks. You know, there are going to be a lot of places that are going to see some showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, like the upper Midwest, parts of the Southwest. So that might put a damper on some of those plans.
Well, it's a very responsible thing for you to say, even though it may not be the most fun answer that I've ever heard. Now, Janice, I also, as we're approaching July 4th, I know that you're from Canada. I don't really know what your status is. Are you a dual citizen? What's the background here?
I am a dual citizen. I was born in Canada, but my father was American. And I believe in the 80s, when the free trade agreement passed, there was an article in the Globe and Mail that my mom saw that said if you were an American citizen and moved to Canada, you were able to, you know, bring your kids in to the U.S. Embassy and register them to become an American citizen. So he did that. He had to show all sorts of paperwork that he went to school in the U.S. He served in the U.S. Air Force. went to high school and college there. And I was able to be, you know, come to this wonderful country. And I am truly an example of the American dream because I came here in my 20s. I worked in Houston for a number of years and moved back to Canada for a short period of time. And now I've been, this is my 20th year in New York. So I feel really fortunate to be here and truly living out my American dream.
So tell us about dual citizenship, Canadian-American vibes on July 4th for you.
It's a true feeling of living out a dream. As I mentioned, I know that sounds sort of, like that's what everyone says that comes to America is that you're living out this dream. But it is. It's true. I wanted to be in broadcasting. I felt in Canada there was a little bit of a cap on my career. I worked at a few places where they were like, I asked them, well, I'd like to learn how to do the news. And they were like, no, you know, you're more suited towards like a community events reporter, or, you know, stay in your lane kind of thing. Whereas when I came to the U.S., this is the truth. When I came to Fox, it was sort of like, well, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What are your aspirations? And that's how I really feel here. There's no limit to what you can do and what your experience can be. Whereas, listen, I can't speak for every Canadian, but certainly in my field, I felt that I was kind of put in a corner. Whereas when I came here, it was like the sky is the limit. And even though I am a meteorologist, I've done all sorts of other things. I've written a New York Times best-selling book. I get to go to the Kentucky Derby. I get to go to see the Westminster Dog Show. I am not just the weather person on Fox. I am part of that family, and it truly is an environment where you can do whatever you want to do. You know, so that's the way I feel right now, is that this country has given me such great opportunity. I've passed that on to my boys. I know we're in a really tough time in this country, but I believe in the best of America, and I believe that we will overcome all of the difficulties we're going through.
I think that that's a characteristically sunny outlook from you, and I hope that a lot of people share that view, or if they don't at the moment, that they'll come back around to it, because I think it's really important. And you mentioned some of the opportunities that you have in this country, and specifically at Fox, you were checking off some of the items. There's another one upcoming that I want to talk about here in a second. But before we get there, what is your tradition? How do you typically spend July 4th? What do you guys do?
You know, we go to the beach. Our family, Sean's sister, has a little place, what do they call them, a cabana? That's something that we don't have in Canada. Ooh. So she has had a cabana for many years. Sean grew up on Atlantic Beach on Long Island. He learned how to surf there. My family story about losing my in-laws. Well, they grew up on Atlantic Beach. That's where my husband had his summers every year. He was a lifeguard there. So we take our family there. That's where we enjoy the 4th of July. My sister-in-law has us to her cabana. We watch the fireworks. We have a barbecue. So it really is this time-honored tradition that we typically go to Long Island. This year is a little different, and I know what we're going to talk about next.
Correct. And everything that you just described is idyllic. This year there's a bit of a curveball. You are going to be an official, judge of some sort at a very famous, iconic competition that I honestly can't really bring myself to watch because it's gross to me just watching how this happens. But I know people have this really interesting, obsession's the wrong word, but there's an allure to the hot dog eating contest on July 4th. And this year, you're not merely a spectator. You're involved in this in some way. How did this come to be? What are you doing?
So it is the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating competition that has been happening for over 100 years now. I mean,
oh yeah.
So we've talked about the Westminster dog. Now we're talking about hot dogs. And when I told my husband, Brooklyn born, raised, when I got the email asking if I would be an official judge at this coveted event, Sean actually said this might be the greatest honor that has ever been bestowed on you. So,
is this Coney Island? Is that right?
Yes, Coney Island. I mean, tens of thousands of people come out to this. it didn't really get popular until the 90s when there was a hot dog eating champion, Kobayashi. And then it exploded. It became like a TV event. And it's still extremely popular with Joey Chestnut, who just last year, by the way, broke the world record for the most hot dogs ever eaten in a span of 10 minutes. He downed 76 hot dogs. So that would be 7.6 hot dogs per minute. No. And he's going to be there, reigning champion. Also, the reigning female champion, Miki Sudo. She's also the number one ranked female eater. 48 hot dogs she's taken in. And that was, I think, 2 years ago. Last year, she was pregnant, so she couldn't compete.
That's for the best, probably, for that child. It's like, you know what? Let's take a year off and not do this, whatever this is, to our bodies. But it is going to be quite a scene, I would imagine. The dipping the whole thing in the water and just throwing it down, I can't. It is very unappetizing to me, personally. And I do like a good hot dog, especially on July 4th. I am curious, Janice, because this can be a very polarizing question, as you know. If you're going to have a hot dog, how do you want it cooked, and what condiments do you put on it?
These are excellent questions. I like it on the grill. I'm a grilling gal. I like it kind of greasy, not going to lie. I like the butter on the grill. I like to taste the butter on the wiener. And then it's got to be like a fluffy, fresh bun. It can't be just some stale thing that you got at the grocery store a little bit, you know, late.
What about a grilled, a lightly grilled or toasted bun?
That's not too bad, too, but I like the fresh. I like to know that this is like a real
soft,
bun that,
fresh.
You know, that is exactly soft. Ketchup's my number one, okay? I don't love mustard, but I do like a good relish.
So ketchup and relish, no mustard. I like all three of the big three. I think I would pick mustard over ketchup, personally.
Okay.
Relish is third on the list, even though I like it. What about other accoutrements, such as kraut, sauerkraut, or chili? There's lots of different things there's a Chicago-style dog where they have all sorts of weird stuff that they throw on there. Is that too much for you? You like to keep it simple, or do you keep sort of adding and heaping more things on if they're available?
It doesn't. I mean, listen, I don't like sauerkraut. That's the one thing I pass on, but I do like
onions?
The chili. I mean, if they're cooked, if they're grilled onions, I'm okay with that. And I like cheese, you know, I like topping on the cheese. So I
the cheese
say
dog.
Just the basic hot dog is great, but I'm also open to other flavors.
Okay. I think that these are acceptable answers. I might quibble here or there, but these are, to me, just as the judge here, you're the judge of the contest on the 4th. I'm the final judge. I'm the Supreme Court here on this show, and I will allow these answers. I think that they are acceptable. Now, Janice, we're up on a break. I've got to take it, but we need to talk not about hot dogs, but real dogs. That's next. Back on the Happy Hour with Janice Dean on the Guy Benson Show, just talking about the hot dog contest upcoming. And now I want to talk about another variety of dog. Not the hot variety, but the canine variety. You mentioned the Westminster Dog Show. Last time you were on this show, you were getting ready for that. You were getting ready to go and cover the dog show for Fox and Friends. And you mentioned offhandedly something like, I'm paraphrasing, but it's pretty close, we all love our dogs. And I asked you, oh, what kind of dog do you have? And you sort of conceded that you guys don't have a dog, but you were thinking about getting one, and it was something that you guys were really looking at more seriously. I asked a few more probing questions about the type of breed that you might be interested in, and it sounded an awful lot like a pooch that I know quite well, my dog Roy, who's a Bedlington Terrier. And I just said, oh, you might like this breed, and you asked me on the air to please send you a photograph or two of Roy during the commercial break when we were done. And of course, you know, every dog owner has 1,000 pictures on their phone ready to go. So as soon as we went to break, I think I sent you 5 pictures of Roy. You responded quite positively, I would say. And I just would like to get an update because you and I have been texting offline a little bit. You showed some of these photos to your boys. It seems like you guys are pretty fond of Roy and the breed, as it turns out.
You described this perfectly. I loved all of your pictures and fell in love, frankly, with Roy over the last week or so. And through that love of Roy, I have contacted people who know Bedlington Terriers very well. You have put me in contact with some very good people. And let me just say this. We are on the road to adding a dog to our family. And it is looking like you might become the dog father.
I mean, I don't want to get ahead of things here. And if, in fact, this becomes a reality in the hopefully near future, I hope we get the exclusive here on the show about that.
You definitely but will.
Excellent. But if that happens, I do think that at some point, your hypothetical future dog, if it's a Bedlington, and Roy need to not only have a play date together and be friends, they should probably have a play date on Fox and Friends.
That would be a great idea, Guy.
Right? You're talking about the Fox family. This is like Fox family expanding on the dog level even.
I see an actual reality TV program, to be honest with you.
I mean, I'm not opposed. You know, I'd be willing to work with that. What I was concerned about was you were, and I'm saying this with great love, you were so enamored of Roy and the photos, I actually started getting
yes.
a little bit nervous about, you know, you showing up at the house and maybe taking him. It's like, well, where'd Roy go? You know, witnesses say a blonde woman came and took him, and she seemed very nice and was smiling constantly. I'd be like, Janice. So it seems like you may have sort of taken all of these feelings and emotions and channeled them in a very productive way towards maybe finding a Bedlington for you and your family, which would be so freaking exciting to me. They are so unbelievably cute and wonderful dogs. And it sounds like your kids are very much on board.
I mean, it will be a dream come true. We're talking a lot about dreams coming true. And it looks like it probably will happen. But, you know, I want to make sure that everything is in place.
Right.
But
fingers crossed.
I feel like you have come into my life for more than just one reason to be my friend, but, you know, to bring this joy and love into our home with your experience with your beautiful Roy. So, all I'm going to say is that, but I will say that when it happens, you will get the exclusive, and there will be many play dates to come.
I think that's great. I'm also a great dog father, as you put it. My rates are very reasonable, Janice, as you will discover soon. And so we will have all those negotiations behind the scenes leading up to the big moment. But I honestly cannot be more excited for you guys. I'm not getting ahead of the actual news here. We're going to wait to see what actually happens. But fingers and toes crossed, and it would be just so exciting, and I'm rooting so much for you guys. And in the meantime, have a good, wild, weird, memorable time as a judge at the hot dog eating contest this weekend.
I will. I'll send you all the pictures.
Please do. Well, happy 4th of July, Janice. It's always great to talk to you. And let's do it again very soon. And maybe next time we'll be ready to give a Fox News puppy alert. We'll see.
Absolutely. Love you, buddy. Thank you so much. Happy 4th of July.
You bet. You too. Janice Dean on The Guy Benson Show. We'll be right back.
Was this week's edition of the Guy Benson Show Sunday Replay.
For more Guy Benson Show,
go to GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.